Prostex, we talked about that. It is 20 milligrams of the prostate cytosol, Talenzia powder. It can help with arthritic joint pain. It seems to work like cataplex F, helps to move calcium into the tissues. It seems to move it dominantly into the prostate, but it's not completely selective. Calcium metabolism problems, arthritic joint pain, sore muscles, contains phosphatase, which metabolizes, moves the calcium. Hypertrophy, loss of libido. The dominant thing for loss of libido is the orchic PMG. That's in Simplex M. But the orchic PMG, the testicles do more than just like kind of hang around. They're involved in lots of stuff. And often that loss of libido is, in essence, a congested testicle affecting testosterone production and other things. It can also make your hair fall out. Orchitis, if your orchestra is inflamed.
I had one patient where I gave her Fertility 12, and she got more irritable.
He gave a patient Fertility 12 and got more irritable. It's a sex hormone precursor, and so she may have gone out of balance the other way. Now, it shouldn't do that because as a food, it's not mandating that the body do anything. So it may have been, how many were you giving?
About three a day.
Three? It shouldn't be a problem. I think she's just crazy. Yeah, I always tell patients when they say, "Well, this did that," I said, "No, nothing that I do is capable of doing that. It's you." Orchitis, infertility. You produce an occasional sperm every other year, and it's confused and doesn't know which way to go. Male climacteric, if the weather keeps changing wherever you go. Gynecomastia, your breasts are larger than hers. Cryptorchism, every time you touch your testicles, you think of the vampires, Christopher Lee and people of that nature. Cryptorchism, the undescended testicle associated with mumps and a parotid involvement. And many testicle problems. Remember the vestigial or the embryologic connection between the mumps and the testicles. And oddly enough, you'll have testicle problems that don't relent until you deal with parotid and vice versa. Parotid problems that until you deal with the testicle because of neurogenic reflex won't respond. It's a little tougher on girls to do this one. So that would be Ovitrophin, the same connection. No, I kicked the dog in the head hard enough to drop those puppies out. If the dog has undescended testicles, since I'm a cat man, yeah, you could do the same. Come here, Fido. Stand by. You could do the same thing. Yeah. Now, but for the undescended testicle to drop, you're going to have to think thyroid, parotid, and orchic PMG. And you might have to use all of those.
In regards to this, there's a greatly increased chance of testicular cancer, particularly in the 30s, for males who had either one or two undescended testicles when they were young.
Okay.
So I don't know, is it possible to, I don't know if you know about this at all, if it's possible to maybe decrease the chances of developing testicular cancer by using these products for someone who had an undescended testicle?
Well, I certainly think so, because we would have a whole regime. The question is 30% increased chance of testicular cancer with, if there was an undescended testicle. Can we help that? Yes, we can help that. By supporting the entire protomorphogen handling system, which is deeply involved in cancer of all types. So yeah, we could do that by doing this. It would be support, but we have to look then to the liver and the kidney and some other things. But this would be exactly what to do. Testicular atrophy and lack of sexual desire, the loss of libido. One tablet 3 times per day, up to six, 3 to 6.